This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Draw close to God, and this is indeed part 8 today. And the beginning of section 4, I brought you 3 sections thus far that I asked you to write down, because these are sections, or these are statements, that are going to draw you close to God. And I brought you some scriptures under each statement. Statement number 1 was through Christ. Repentance through his grace for forgiveness and mercy. Looking at repentance, looking at forgiveness, looking at grace. Looking at all those aspects, drawing us closer to God. Section 2. We come to him in prayer and worship him in spirit and in truth. So we are praying and we are worshiping, which is drawing us closer to God. In section 3, we read, trust and apply his word daily. In other words, we're reading scripture and we are meditating on it. We are letting that word of God seep right into our lives, another way for us to draw closer to God. And today we come to section 4, and here's the statement. In faith, we lay hold of his promises and live in his strength. I'll say that again. In faith, we lay hold of his promises and live in his strength. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the second letter to the Corinthian church that Paul wrote, the 12th chapter and verse 9. That's 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and verse 9. Right here, Paul is telling the Corinthian church that he's had a real problem, a real issue. He's had what he calls a thorn in his flesh. Now, we have no clue, no idea what that thorn in his flesh might have been. And it's not for us to speculate. All I know is he had this thorn in his flesh. And as he says, I prayed 3 times. I begged the Lord to take it away, he says in verse 8. 3 times. Now you may well say, hang on a minute. I got a thorn in my flesh and I've asked the Lord 103 times, 3,003 times. But Paul chose to ask 3 times. And he asked 3 times. And God's response each time, didn't just do it once, God's response each time was there in verse 9, and it says, each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now, says Paul, I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. Are you hearing this? Each time God said to me, says Paul, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. Then Paul says, so now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. Now, this is something that has just struck me. Paul says before, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Then Paul says in verse 9, each time he said. In other words, God has spoken to Paul on three occasions and on three occasions has said the same thing. What can you draw from that? That Paul didn't listen the first time. He didn't listen the second time. But he did listen the third time. That shows, beloved, the humanity of Paul. So he prays to God to take away this thorn in his flesh. And God replies and tells him. And then he says, hang on, I might not have heard that right. Don't know how long later. But again he prays. And the Lord tells him the same thing a second time. And then maybe Paul thought, maybe I didn't hear right again. Let's just double check this. So Paul pleads to the Lord to take away the thorn in his flesh. And three times, the Lord repeats himself. My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. What can we get for that? What can we understand by that? Look how wonderful Paul was. Look how special Paul was. Look at what he was prepared to do for his Lord Jesus. Yet Paul suddenly realized that he needs to be weak on occasion so that God can do that which he wants to do. Beloved, I cannot tell you in my own life how often, how many times I've not wanted to preach. How many times I've thought, no, I can't bring the word today, I'm not able to. I haven't got the equipment to do it. I haven't got the ability to do it. I am so tired. I just can't do this. I can remember one time. And this particular time was the best worship service I can remember being in. And I was leading worship at a church. And I used to play the grand piano in the front and the band would be behind me when I was leading worship, when it was my turn. And I got to church that morning and I really didn't want to lead. I'd worked out some of the songs we were going to do and I'd given those songs to the band and we were rehearsing and I just wasn't there. Just didn't feel it. And I went to the worship pastor and I said to him, I can't do this today. Colin, I'm not able to do this. Can you find someone just to lead worship this morning so that I don't need to do this? And Colin said to me, this is the very time you must do this. No, I will not release you. And I sat at the piano and the service started. And there was silence for a little while. And then the tears came. And I began to sob. And I just started playing anything. I don't know what I was playing. And then I began to sing a song that was not on the list that I'd put down. And I can imagine the band were looking at each other going, what's he doing? What's he doing? What's going on? But the band just followed behind me. And we worshipped. And it was so intense. It was so intimate. It was so gentle. It was so glorious. That I can now declare that in my weakness, Jesus was doing it. God was there. He was doing it, not me. Wasn't done in my strength, wasn't done in my power. It was only done in the power of the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit hadn't shown up, it would have been a complete shambles. Each time God said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." You see the necessity of that? If you are not weak, if you are not declaring your weakness, if you are not declaring the grace of Almighty God, then the power of Christ cannot work in you. It cannot work through you. The power of Christ is impossible to work through you if you do not notice, if you do not recognize your weakness. Every single one of us should be recognizing this. Every single one of us, whatever we do, wherever we go, we're looking for wisdom. We're looking for knowledge. We're looking for a word that would turn a person's life round. And so we use our brains often. We use our intellect. We use our intelligence to try to hit that spot that that person needs so that their lives will change. Don't you understand? Have you not heard? Have you not recognized that Christ cannot work through your intellect? He cannot work through your intelligence. The only way our Lord Jesus Christ can work is in your weakness, for it is His grace that sets us free. Paul, if he had had a choice, what would he have said to the Lord? "Well, I asked you to take this thorn in my flesh away, and you didn't." That thorn in my flesh is still there. And you can imagine, using the terminology of a thorn in the flesh, if there's a thorn in your flesh, it's going to hurt. But the Lord says to him, "My grace is sufficient for you." Okay, well, let's take away grace and I'll heal you. How would that be? So you no longer have my grace, but I will heal you. But you are bereft of my grace. My unmerited favor upon your life. There's no contest. No contest. Grace is so wonderful. His unmerited favor on my life is so wonderful. For without it, I would be dead. But God Almighty knows. He knows. So now we haven't got to boast in our strength. We have to boast in our weakness and say to Heavenly Father, "Lord, thank you for my weakness. Yes, Lord, I am weak, but I can only rely on you. Yes, Lord, you are the beginning. You are the end. You are the middle. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the bright morning star. You are wonderful. You are Yahshua. You are Elohim. And we worship you. For Lord God, every day I bring the word. It's in my weakness that you shine through, for you are my Lord." And Jesus, I give you the glory, and I give you the power and the honor due your name. Beloved, what I want you to do now is to recognize your weaknesses. and celebrate them. See those weaknesses for what they are and glorify God for them. Because this is how He's going to transform your life. And this is how the power of Christ can work through you.